Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I am your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
This is a little weird because it's about 6:30 in the afternoon and we're recording this a little late. I went on a trip, so we didn't really spend time trying to get Rich involved, or I don't know what's going on.
Rich was still around our usual time, 12 Central
yeah.
Time. He was still in transit from Boston after going out for a lovely night on the town with his wife to celebrate their 10th anniversary.
Yeah, I was seeing seen photos that they're on their anniversary, so I didn't think that he'd make it back. But so this is gonna be probably not gonna be a very long show because I don't really have that much to talk about.
I don't. Let's all congratulate Rich and his wife,
yeah.
Whose name I can't remember.
Thomasina. Tommy. He calls it Tommy Girl.
Yeah, that's it. That sounded really creepy the way I said it.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, why don't you tell us all about your little trip?
I've been in a car so often this week, it's ridiculous.
Before you say anything, I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't want to hear anything at all about Lunchbox.
Okay.
I don't want to know what he looks like or anything at all, because until I get to see him with my own two eyes, he's a transformer to me, and he will always be that.
So I drove out to Kansas. We left at like 5 in the morning, Monday morning. Or no, 5. It wasn't 5 because we had to get the car. It's about 9. We left out, and halfway there, I just got so tired I couldn't drive, so we had to pull over and sleep in a hotel for about 4 hours because I just couldn't drive any further. But when I got there Tuesday morning, it was about 3 in the morning. So we stopped by Big Stevens and he was up. So we were getting ready to leave out about 5 in the morning. We picked up Sean and his wife and we drove up to the Mall of America. And that is a big fucking mall.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
They just have the same stores over and over again.
Yeah, there's like 2 GameStops. And but, I mean, it was... We really only spent like 1 full day there, so it was kind of hard to, see everything.
I've been there twice in the past, and I can't remember if it was my first time or my second time there, but my greatest memory of the Mall of America is that I saw the movie Anacondas at their theater twice.
Twice?
I like that movie.
So, it's a huge mall, man, but we had a good time. I feel bad because I was pretty grouchy most of it because, getting 4 hours of sleep here and driving another 9 hours in a vehicle is not fun. And it's really,
the scenic route, the one right next to the Mississippi?
No, we went right through the middle of Iowa and shit. So I don't remember seeing much. Yeah. Yeah, so we went through Iowa. Did not see Time Chuck anywhere, or Iowa Charlie, so, you know.
Well, you never know. He's probably just, hiding as a scarecrow in the cornfields.
He might have been watching us the whole time. But
probably.
Yeah, Iowa's pretty boring country to drive through.
So, yes, it is.
But, we had a good time. Everybody was had a fun time. And then Friday night, we went to a... Mosley Street Melodrama, which is a theater where you can have dinner and dinner and a show. And they did this little skit about Admiral Windbag and Vampire Hunter, and it was really funny. I enjoyed it. Then they do these little musical numbers and stuff on stage, and they interact with the crowd. It was a lot of fun. Me and Mom both loved it. So apparently Sean has gone like 5 times now, Sean and his wife, and Steven's been a couple times, but it was a lot of fun hanging with those guys, and we feel bad because we gave you a hard time.
I did not appreciate that picture.
But you were there in spirit, man. You were there in spirit. We talked about you.
That picture is the worst thing in the world.
I felt bad after we put it up and I seen your response. I was like, man, maybe that was mean, but
it's not mean. I've just been in a funk.
Yeah, I understand. We did make fun of you a little bit about your ukulele festival.
What's so bad about a ukulele festival?
I don't know. It's just the whole thing. We listened to that show, the last show of Pixelated Radio. They were listening on the way up, and we were talking about how Rich was talking about you being a hipster, and we both went into you pretty hard. And then it's like we see this ukulele festival thing. And so it just made it worse.
You guys are the worst. I'm glad I wasn't there. But, you know why I want to? I own a ukulele. I'm still trying to like learn it. But the reason why I am interested in a ukulele is just because it's smaller, so there's less real estate to deal with, and there are only 4 strings. So I figure if I want to learn guitar, I can use a ukulele as a stepping stool to that. Like it's a nice way of introducing myself to guitar. That's how I look at it. I also like the ukulele.
It is the nerdiest of the instruments, though.
How is that true at all?
I don't know, man. When you hear people talk that play ukuleles, they're not like, I don't know. It just seems like it's a very nerdy, nerdy instrument.
All the strings and stuff. It's like I'm a harpsichordist. Yeah, that's great.
I don't play any instrument, so I really can't judge. I'm just saying.
I play the recorder. That's my instrument of choice.
I used to play a recorder. Songs.
Well, didn't we all do that in school?
Yeah.
That was like the worst thing. It's like you give you like a plastic $5 piece of crap.
Yeah, we had to share them. They used to dip it in this nasty shit that like sanitized it. It was gross.
I'm surprised they didn't make us share it. Since it was a Catholic school, they'd be like, no, you share this. You share the body of Christ, and you share the recorder.
You'd think that would be too close to swap and spit or something, and they'd be like, no, smack you on the hand with a ruler every time you try to use somebody else's recorder. But, So, that's basically it, man. It's just a lot of driving. I spent most of my time driving. And
I love those one instruments. I don't know if they're called like xylophones or whatever. The ones that have the big long like flat pieces of metal or whatever, and use the sticks with the balls at them. I love those. Yeah. I was good at those. I was always playing those.
You were good playing with balls.
Yeah, I was great with those fuzzy balls.
Yeah, there's always been little toy xylophones. Those were cool, but xylophones. That's where everything's at, man. That's where everything's going. Xylophone City.
Anything else exciting happen on your little vacation?
Let's see here. The first night at the hotel in Minneapolis, Minnesota, we stayed at the La Quinta Inn, which was 5 miles away from the Mall of America. I was stepping into the swimming pool, slipped and fell, busted the shit out of my elbow, and my spine smacked against the stairs. That was a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
Luckily, I'm fat. But while we were in there, there was this couple over in the jacuzzi hot tub. And Steven swears and declares when we walked in, she scooted away from the dude and was over there masturbating while we were in there. I don't know.
That's probably true. Never, ever go into a hot tub at a hotel, because I know for a fact that what happens a lot in hot tubs at motels or hotels is that the old guys just spend all day in there. They don't get out to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I have firsthand knowledge of people who do that.
Yeah. Well, me and Steven got in the hot tub. We couldn't get Sean or Shayla to get into it.
Because they're smart.
But they did get in the swimming pool, but...
kids pee in that, so that's okay.
Yeah, you know, you take a good bit of that to the mouth, you know. Good children urine, yum. Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah, it's good. As long as it's not your urine. As long as it's somebody else's urine.
Yeah, not urine, but
I had a gay
therein.
Man tell me that.
It's got to be therein, not urine.
I had a gay man that was into golden showers tell me that one time. It's okay as long as it's in your own urine. I'm like, okay, thanks for that. So,
he was asking you to pee on him.
No, he wasn't. He was a friend of mine.
So friends with benefits, the benefit of being peed on.
No, sir. There was no benefit there in that way. I guess we'll get to what we've been playing. We've been playing a little Diablo 3. Did you finish it yet, Kush? Have you finished it?
No.
No?
I'm kind of tired of it. I just feel like playing it when I have other games I've never played, and I've already played the shit out of it on PC. I'm like, why am I doing this? Yeah, I get to play it with a controller, which feels a lot better than a keyboard. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, I already, because I played it so much that I still remember exactly what is going to happen. So I'm just like, oh, I know this is going to happen. This is going to happen. And I miss the auction house.
And you're probably the only one.
I liked it. Not the real money one. That kind of really messed it up.
I thought there was only a real money one. I didn't know
that one was introduced like a few months down the line. I like the one that you use actual cash, you know, in-game gold.
Yeah.
And you could sell things for in-game gold. You get more for your stuff, and you could find, you know, items that are much more suited for your playstyle or your character. Cool. I mean, a lot of times you're not going to get things that you want.
Nice. So we played a little bit the other night together. You were online, and I just kind of joined your game and ran around for a little bit, and then you quit out. But it's pretty much easy to drop in and drop out on the console.
Yeah, it was late. It's my bedtime. So I got out of it. And I had no mic, so I was just like, well, fuck it, I'll tell them on Twitter.
It was real funny because the other night me and Steven were on live playing Diablo 3, and we looked and we seen you were online and it said you were in game, and I was like, so me and Steven had come up with this great plan where we're going to jump in your game because it said you were away, and we were just going to start throwing shit on the ground around you, like level 1 items that we had, and then fucking log out, but it won't let you join somebody when they're away. So it was
probably
because
that exact reason.
But we were so disappointed because we're like, let's fuck with you, man. We're going to jump there and just throw a bunch of shit on the ground and leave. And we'd come back and be like, what the fuck happened? Yeah. Oh, that would have been so awesome. But fuck you, Diablo 3.
Yeah, well, that's me and my great ability to have games running and never play them, as always.
Yeah, you're gonna make a killing if you play new games on Xbox Fever program.
I haven't looked at the details. Like, how much is, like, the points to money ratio? What is it?
It's still kind of about the same as the 3% or whatever, 2%.
I mean, 1,000 points or whatever. What does that equal?
Dollar.
That's a dollar, okay.
Yeah, 5,000 points is $5. So, basically, if you played, I don't know if it's any game
Quick question. Yes. Do you have sales tax now in your state?
We've always had sales tax.
Okay. Well, you never had sales tax with points.
Yes, we did.
You did? Even with points?
Yep.
That's crazy. Well, now I have to pay sales tax, which sucks. I hate it. You people who complain about points, I hate all y'all. I think I remember hearing on the Sign-In podcast that those Iowa bastards don't, so they can all burn in hell. I'm going to burn all the corn.
I've had to pay sales tax on points and everything forever, so, Maybe not some of the points cards, depending on where you bought them from. Like maybe Amazon's points card. I don't know. It was weird. But if I bought 20 points on Xbox, I'm pretty sure I had to pay tax on that as well. So it's been like that for a while.
I can't remember if that was always the case here. I think that might have been. But I was specifically saying that when you bought games that you didn't have to pay sales tax. Like it wasn't 400 and like 24 Microsoft points.
No, not like that. I was saying, like, when you bought the points, you had to pay tax.
It was weird here, too, because I'm pretty sure, I think maybe through Microsoft, you would have to pay tax, and then also GameStop charged tax for whatever reason. But not in store, only if you bought things digitally.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'd never understood, and that always bugged me.
Yeah. So, but get back to the rewards program real fast. Basically, games that come out, and I don't know if it's just select games or if it's all games in the first 30 days. If you put like at least 10 hours into them, you'll get like, I can't remember how many points they give you or how many of those rewards credits they give you. But it seems like if you play more than 5 games for 10 hours in a month or something, you get like 500 or 5,000 points. So you get like $5. I don't know. It's all weird now. It's like really more complicated than it should be.
And they added an extra tier.
Yeah, which we hit already.
I want another tier. They should have another one.
Do you have 200,000 yet?
I'm really close. But I haven't been hunting them or anything. I could easily get it. I have plenty of games I've never played.
Yeah. So, but that's definitely some interesting stuff they're adding to the rewards program. But back to Diablo 3, I've been playing a monk and you've been playing a wizard, I guess.
Same character I played on PC.
Did you play any of the other characters they added to the PC version?
No.
No? So, because they're all on the Xbox 360 version as well, so. Me and Steven have been joking, though, that my monk character, the female monk, looks like Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks. And that has become a running joke, so. But yeah, that game's a lot of fun.
That's a southern thing. I don't know the Dixie Chicks. I know who they are, I just don't. You say their name and I can't. I can picture their face just be from that, like, one cover they did on some magazine that pissed off people or something.
Yeah, that was after they called Bush, when they, over there in Europe. Yeah. But, so that game runs really smooth on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good. Now, I'm shocked how good it looks. It runs at 60 frames a second, it seems, or at least pretty close.
Yep.
A little bit of screen tearing here and there, but not too bad. But the game works really well.
Yeah, screen tearing is not a huge problem in a game like it.
Yeah.
But
so,
it runs really well. When you did drop in and join for a little bit, that was pretty smooth on my side, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I didn't have any problems. It dropped in and didn't really affect you very much. I mean, we get experience boosts like Borderlands and shit like that. So, but yeah, that's pretty much all we've been playing. I picked up Kingdom Hearts Remix 1.5 on PS3. I actually just picked it up today. I only put about 30 minutes into it. But I just wanted to quickly talk about it, what I've got to play.
Are you a Kingdom Hearts fan?
I loved the second game, and I thought the first one was okay. I picked this one up because basically it has Chains of Memories, the GBA game, but it's like, I guess it's the PS2 version of that game remixed with HD graphics and shit. And I was kind of excited to play that. But I haven't played that yet. It was some kind of card game, like you had to play with cards. This I just kind of put in the PS2 or the Kingdom Hearts remix. And that game looks pretty good in HD, especially some of the backgrounds and stuff from the old game, like the stained glass windows and stuff when you're creating your character just look fucking gorgeous in HD. And the combat, you know, it feels like it's everything feels the same. It's an interesting game. I definitely will play a little more of that. I've played just about every Kingdom Hearts game. Some of them are kind of hit and miss. Like the 3DS one I thought was kind of boring. And I never played. The only one I didn't play was the PSP one. And it so annoyed me because I'd really like to play that one. But they never released it online to the store. And my PSP was jacked at this point. So I never wanted to fucking play it on the PSP. I was hoping to be able to play it on the Vita, but they never released it on the store, which I think is retarded. So, but, so it looks good. It contains Kingdom Hearts 1 remixed, which is HD graphics and everything, Chains of Memories, and it also has, 2 hours and, 40 minutes of the cutscenes from the, DS game, 358 over 2 days or whatever. So, it's not really a game, it's just you're watching a movie of the cutscenes and that, and you actually get trophies and shit for that as well, which is kind of weird. But that's kind of all I've been playing this week because of traveling.
Didn't they release HD versions of Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 or something for PS3?
This is that. They didn't release 2. 2's not out.
That is what this is.
They should have released 1 and 2 together, but no.
For some reason, I thought this was some, crappy 3DS game. But I guess if it was a crappy 3DS game, it would be like 365 over 1.5 times 2 to the second power equals what the hell is this title?
This is the first game with HD graphics, Kingdom Hearts 1. So.
I just showed everyone that I didn't listen to anything you just said.
Also, I did pick up, while I was in the Mall of America, I picked up Killzone Mercenaries on the Vita. I was really enjoying that game.
I never tried the beta. For some reason, I got it in my head that it was like the PSP one, so that it was like a over-the-top thing. I was like, I don't care.
No, this is just like any Killzone game. It's got the multiplayer and everything. The problem with this game is the single player You cannot fucking save this game mid-mission. If you quit out of a mission, you have to start the whole fucking thing over again, so I'm done with it.
How long are they?
They're pretty long. I mean, it's not... There's like 9 of them.
That sucks.
And I've been, like... I played one for, like, probably 25 minutes and wasn't done with it yet.
Is there at least a checkpoint system if you die?
Yeah, there's a checkpoint system, but you just... The fact that I can't save it and come back later is stupid.
It would seem... Because I know that, I mean, there are plenty of games on console that don't do that, but with the checkpoint system, you come back to your latest checkpoint.
Right.
Which is fine, because they usually have plenty of checkpoints. But if you have to start all the way back from the beginning, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, I was like, okay, I'm going to start this up. Oh, wait, I'm in the middle of the fucking boat again where I started this mission at. I was like, this fucking sucks. And I even quit out. When I quit, I actually went to quit game, and it showed the save icon. So I was like, okay, so it'll probably start me off back. Nope. But I haven't played the online. I know Steven has. He said it's really good, but you know how Steven is online games. So he'll play any fucking shitty game. But it's not bad, but I'm just really fucking annoyed by the fact that I have to sit here and play 30 minutes, 45 minutes on a level. And that's not convenient when you're playing a portable game.
Yeah, it's bad design for portable gaming.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, you can, you know, of course you can always put it in the background or whatever and do, you know, like you can on the Vita, but to me, I don't like doing that because, you know, that's draining your battery slowly, and you could always forget that you're playing
it.
Yeah,
and then you want to go to the store or something, you're like, oh, close out, fine, whatever, I don't care, and then you come back, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. So, anyway, that's pretty much all I've been playing. I picked up Wonderful 101, but I haven't even put it in the Wii U yet, so...
That was the Wii U game I've been most excited about. Not owning the Wii U, of course.
Yeah.
But I was always interested in that.
The demo was fun, so I picked it up. So I hear it's batshit insane.
Alrighty then. Well, I played some games. I played Gone Home after Hotcakes Man.
Very interested in that.
I like it. I don't love it like other people who have, you know, called it this amazing game. I think the story is well done, thanks in large part to incredible voice acting. I think it's some of the best voice acting I've ever heard in a game. But my problem with it is that it is very linear in my experience. It's just there's not really many, I don't even know if there's multiple ways of getting from the beginning to the end. I think at the very beginning, when you just enter the house, you can kind of explore and get to certain areas. But then once you have explored everything and then there are the locked rooms you have to get to, then it just becomes like, okay, to get there, you have to do this. And then, you know, when you come to another section to get through there, you're going to have to do this one thing. And it just sort of just feels like, whatever. And, but it's a nice experience. I think $20 is a bit much to ask for it, and not to say, like I said in one of my other podcasts, that it's not to say it's not really worth $20, but it's just sort of, I don't know, that $20 is sort of a price point that is like that tipping scale between, I don't know.
Is it too much or is it not?
Like if it was 15, you know, just that little bit, I think it would be a much easier sell.
But, right. So for PC games and stuff on Steam, for me, $10 is where is the point where I think about it. Usually anything over $10, because to me it's a will I play it kind of question.
And another problem is that there really isn't any replay value at all. I mean, nothing at all. It's just once you've gone through it, there's no reason to ever play it again.
Is it puzzles or
no? There's nothing.
That's what I'd read.
You don't really have to use your brain at all or anything. You're just going through, you're just basically experiencing this story and you're doing it through this character's point of view.
So you
have to push forward as opposed to watching it. So it is very much so like people who call it not a game because there's not that, you can say that, but I mean, it's very much so not a game-y game, but it's not bad. And it is a bit tense just because it's, you know, there is that weird feeling that comes from being in a house that is completely empty.
Uh-huh.
And it is huge. It is a huge house. If I was in a house in real life, I'd be like, hell no. It's way too big. But, I never was scared or anything because I knew nothing was going to come out and get me. Right. I was a bit surprised by the ending just because I was expecting something very, dark to happen at the very end, but it wasn't. Huh. You want me to spoil that?
No. Okay. Because I'm definitely going to play this game at some point. It just won't be.
Well, at this point, I would just say wait because it'll be on sale at some point. Yeah. Even if it's only 25% off, that's $15 instead of $20.
Right.
And, you know, the conversation's over. So there's no reason to, like, jump on it.
Yeah.
But it's good. Looks good. And it ran. It, like, really chugged whenever I first launched it. And I don't know why.
Really?
That makes, it made no sense because my PC is powerful.
Yeah.
It can run pretty much anything.
Maybe I better not ever pick it up then.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there are, I had it on all the Mac settings, so. But. Yeah, it was a interesting experience, and I really can't speak highly enough of the voice acting. It was great. I mean, if the voice acting was crappy, this game would have been so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, not anything mind-blowing. Out of the games I've played this year, don't even know if I put in my top five, so, yeah. I also played Papers, Please. And it's a game where you play a immigration officer and you basically say yes or no to people who are trying to get into your country, your state. And it's fun.
A
bit annoying.
I keep hearing people talk about this game and them saying it's fun. And when I hear the description of it, I just don't see how that is even possible.
It's fun because the writing is well done. I mean, there are parts of the writer where it's like, oh, that's kind of sad. But there's plenty of points where it's pretty funny. And it is well written. And there are a lot of these different characters. And the way in which you can... Because, I mean, you can follow the rules or you can, and then things will happen. There's an Oregon Trail vibe to it because you have your family members who will get sick. Or, you know, you can choose to feed them or not. I stopped feeding. And, like, I never got medicine for my mother-in-law. And she kept living and living for like 2 weeks.
Just
like
real life.
What the hell is going on? Why won't she die? Because after like the way I played on my first go through was that I just said, I have no money. So I'm just going to let my uncle, my mother-in-law and my son die. I don't care about them. I'm only going to focus on making sure my wife stays alive.
Oh my God.
So. Well, because I was being a honest immigration officer. And it's also, this probably sounds like horrible, but it does feels a lot like a job in the sense that as you play more and more, you'll start to get the hang of it more and you'll start to remember certain things. Like you have to know if the issuing city of a passport is actually from that state or not. And at the beginning, I had to keep going back to the in-game rule book to see which cities were the issue and cities for each different state as they'd come in. But then I would start to remember them, like if it was a real job, so I could then get through it faster. And, you know, the more people you go through, the more money you make. So as you get better and start to learn the rules more, you'll be able to make more money. And another nice thing is that the rules are adjusted a lot. They change or things get added so that it's not just the same thing over and over again. Like at a certain point, they'll be like, well, these people, there was a terrorist attack from someone from this country, so you're going to have to detain all these people, or you're going to have to check all these people, or crazy stuff like that. And then,
to me, it seems like the same kind of monotony of that game where you used to land airplanes.
That game where you used to land airplanes?
On the iPhone or whatever, I can't remember what it was
Flight
called.
Control?
Yeah. Seems like it's some kind of, in that kind of vein.
You didn't play Cart Life, did you?
No, you told me to play that, and I've never played it.
Well, it's a bit like that, but I compare it more so to Oregon Trail just because I think that's a game that more people have played.
Mm-hmm.
But it just has that kind of feel to it where it's like you don't know. It's like you're going down a fucking trail. Why are you having fun playing Oregon Trail? Your family's all dying.
Honestly, I never had fun playing Oregon Trail.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I don't think you would like this game. And there is a bit of annoyance in it that, like, there's a point in the game where you have to start taking, there's spoken, I can't think of the word right now.
Cues?
No, but you just have to take what they say, and then you, like, the cards and their like, entry pass, you're going to have to see if what they say and what's on there are the same thing. Like, if they say they're here to visit, but then they have work on their entry pass.
Oh.
But then you could, I mean, you interrogate them, and then you ask them about that, and they say, oh, yeah, I'm here for work. But I always feel like the first time I did that, I rejected them, but then they said no because everything was fine, that I got a citation for that. But in my opinion, if somebody says, if they confuse visiting and working, they're lying. I don't care if they change it.
Right. It just seems to me
like that. Who the hell would ever screw that up? And then there is a point where you have to start confiscating passports of people from your country, your state. And every time you do that, the NPC says the same exact thing, pretty much. So that got annoying and just repetitive. We're like, why are you taking my passport? Check out the number on that temporary passport. It's like over and over and over again. But it's a pretty fun game, and it's definitely interesting. It's different, and it's $10, so that's not bad. And it's a game you actually can replay, so, because there are 20 different endings. My first ending was, I was too honest, so I got killed. Because I told them that somebody was trying to bribe me or whatever, so that got me killed or whatever.
Wow.
And then there was another point where...
So that just says if somebody's going to give you money, take it or you'll fucking die.
And then I died once when I got... Because there's like this underground organization that's trying to stop the government and all this bad stuff. And they try to get you to help them throughout the game. And at one point they gave me a note. And it was like a, you know, with like skull and crossbones on it. I opened it up, and then there was powder in the middle, and it said,
"Oh no!"
It said, "Do not touch this." And then, you know, I figured, well, this is probably one of the endings I touched it and died. But yeah, it's a fun little game. Then I also played a little bit of Speedrunners, which is an early access game, and I'm not the biggest fan. It's a really fun game. It's basically where you're playing against other people, speed running through a level, and you're trying to get, you know, further than everyone else and get them to a point where they fall off the screen. They don't actually fall off the screen, but where there's enough distance so that you want to, like, you have to do it 3 times to the person. So it's basically best out of
It almost sounds like
five.
Smash Brothers meets one of those running games, runner.
Yeah. But it's fun, but it really is early on. Right now there are only 4 levels, and there's only multiplayer, which I find extremely frustrating and confusing, because this game came out on Xbox Live Indie Game Marketplace in 2011 with a single-player component, and there is a free Flash version of it with a single-player component. Why they can just throw that into this, I don't know.
And they're reworking it.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's early access, right?
Yeah. But still, that existed 2 years ago. And it's $10, and the Xbox Live Indie game is $3, so I can get that single player game, and that has local multiplayer too. So I can pay, you know, a third of the early access version and get that. So why wouldn't I do that? I don't understand why it can't be put in there. I'm assuming that it doesn't take much work to turn a Xbox Live Indie game into a PC game, because
right,
so many of them don't end up on Steam, because I think there is more, it's especially now with the whole Greenlight thing, it's a lot harder to get on there, but they end up on that Dejura or Desura, however you're supposed to pronounce it, that service, which is much more of an indie focused service. So I don't think there is that much of an issue, but who knows? I don't know, but in my preview, I just said that it feels weird, and it's hard to recommend that game because it's just these 4 levels and, you know, multiplayer. There is no single player component at all. And they said their plans to not even incorporate a campaign, but just like a practice mode that lets you play the multiplayer stages by yourself to practice, basically. And, you know, go for better times, but that just is kind of annoying to me.
Yeah,
especially at $10. I mean, you're looking at an early access game that is $10, multiplayer only. The local local multiplayer, it, for me, it was only working if I had 4 people playing. So I couldn't do it against only one other person. You can do only against one other person online. But, I mean, with an early access game, the amount of people playing is not going to be high. I didn't have an issue finding people, but I'm sure that if I, you know, I didn't try every hour or something, it just happened to be like when I was playing it, it was fine.
Yeah,
but it could easily be a game that is really hard to find people to play with. So I think it's just a bit. I mean, if it's like $5, be like, yeah, go ahead. Because it is a lot of fun. And that's the one thing that, you know, despite not, you know, my issues with early access and all that crap, it is a lot of fun. And it runs really well when you do find a match, which I had no problem with, which I can't say for, you know, a lot of early access games I mess with. So it has that going for it. But that's it. That's all I played. And I played some indie game that I recorded the first video for in a few months. I don't remember what it's called. It's terrible. You can watch the video. That actually has a little video of me as I'm playing it.
So, I watched that. I started watching a little bit of that. How did you do that, by the way?
It's just I had a webcam recording me as I played, and then I have Adobe Premiere.
Okay. I was like, so you had to, you're not doing it at the same time, because I was like, man, that'd be awesome.
No. So, I mean, I still want to, look in different ways, because I'd like to be able to, transition between them, so make one full screen, one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, that game sucked, whatever. It's like Azura's Errands or something. Errands.
Anunnaki's
Errands. Yeah. Piece of crap. It's terrible. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. I think I've been playing a lot more Fairway Solitaire as always.
Oh, so did you actually go back to that finally?
I play that every day.
Oh, I thought you were still bitching about it.
That's annoying. I still don't like that stupid ass thing that says, hey, you want 5 more cards? 2,000 gold bucks, golf bucks. Get out of my face with that. Move it over.
One other thing I want to talk about. I've been designing my own Disney Infinity level, and I actually got somebody to play test it for me this week. Steven and Sean, they were play testing it. They were fucking loving that game. But Steven's like, man, I can't buy that game because I want all the figures too. So I don't know if anybody will ever get that game to play my levels.
I hate the pricing. I didn't really pay attention to the pricing, and then I heard the pricing on the Player One podcast, and I was like, oh, fuck this. Hell no. This shit is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
The base game should cost a lot less when they're doing that. Because it feels like a free-to-play game that is making you buy all these add-ons separately. I think the base game should cost like $50.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure around Christmas it will be. Black Friday deals. But I'll put some more work to my level. Eventually, some of you guys will get that damn game, and you guys will want to play my level. But I think the game's a lot of damn fun.
I'd like to get it. I'm not a fan of the pricing.
It's just expensive. Yeah, and a lot of people are going to be like me, because you're like, I want all the figures because they're different. And they're, so, you know, I don't know. I love the game. It's great.
I'll probably buy figures for it before I buy the game, depending on when they come out and stuff. Because I will buy Tangled figures.
Well, Rapunzel comes out December.
Well, there you go. If I don't have a game by then, I will definitely have a Rapunzel character.
Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to her. I think her...
Only her?
Only her is all they've announced so far.
Because they should have...
And you can get the horse if you buy...
Yeah, Maxwell. Maximus. I knew it was Max something.
But he's on one of the little discs. So you get to find him that way. But
that's it? You get a picture of him on a fucking disc?
No. You put the disc on the board and you can spawn him in the game.
Yeah, but I'm talking about I want a figure of him.
No, there's no figure.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did the lizard have a name? The little iguana thing?
Pascal.
Pascal. Okay. I love that movie.
I want Rapunzel. Rapunzel comes out the same day as Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope.
Let's just stop recording and watch Tangled and do commentary for it.
Yes.
Right now.
I'm so into that idea.
I would do that. I would do commentary for something.
I don't know if I would be very good at that.
And I don't know, like, next time we do Pixelated Radio, I don't know if you'd be up to it, and Rich as well, but I was thinking about just having, I mean, like I said, I've mentioned this in the past, and I would not use it for anything other than while we're recording, but to have video while we're doing this. Just so, you know.
Everybody has a video cam or a webcam?
I have one.
I've got one. I'm just saying, you want us to record our ugly mugs?
It's not to record our ugly mugs. It's just while we're recording the show so that, you know, someone who wants to talk, they can more so, you know, give a visual cue so that we don't talk over each other.
I got you.
Because when there's three people, it starts to become a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
And I think there is like a little bit of a delay.
There probably would be. That would be kind of weird. We'll see. We'll have to see the logistics of it.
Yeah.
All right. So what you been watching?
Breaking Bad, Walter White Must Die. Hate that son of a bitch. He's the worst. Getting into arguments with people who think he's badass. God almighty. I almost don't want to watch anymore. I'm kind of angry at myself for watching it and catching up because I have gotten way too angry over the people who are fans of Walter White and are rooting for him and want him to succeed and want him to get out of it a-okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. And I haven't even watched the show just to see the scumbag stuff.
It's horrible. The one thing I do find funny, though, is that just thinking about it, is that Hank, the good guy, is playing the bad guy on Under the Dome. His brother-in-law.
Oh.
He plays the mayor guy or whatever.
See, it's still in both shows?
Yep.
That's weird.
Because I'm assuming they've already filmed everything on Breaking Bad. And I don't... Yeah. Well, Under the Dome has gotten kind of okay, better.
Really? I've quit watching it.
You know, maybe I would be more upset with if I read the book. Because I feel like there has to be some significant divergence at this point. Because I feel like Junior is showing signs of not being 100% awful. And I have a feeling like he was 100% awful in the book. Or maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah, like he doesn't seem... I mean, he's definitely completely out of his mind in terms of that girl who should be dead. But... Mm-hmm. Other than that, I mean, he seems to be
The day okay. I heard that there was a season two of the show, I instantly stopped watching it.
I'm getting the feeling I really don't think they're going to get out of the dome at the end of this, though.
Why would, if they got out of the dome, why would it be called Under the Dome?
I don't know. Why is Prison Break called Prison Break when there's like six seasons and they broke out of prison after the first one and then they end up in another prison? They just end up in another dome.
Well, see, that's...
They get out of it, and then they end up in another city, and then they're in another dome. It's like The Walking Dead. They just end up in a new, you know, refuge for a little bit, and then they move. And then there's another dome that gets built over them.
I don't know. I like I said, when they said season two, I was done with the show, because, I mean, it seems like they're going to... Like I told them the other night, I was like, I expect at some point that this show's going to have the episode where somebody thinks it's their birth, or everybody forgets it's their birthday, but then they get mad and they leave and they go hide somewhere, and then later they find out it was just for a surprise party. That's how fucking stupid the show's gotten.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I just remember now, Newsroom final.
Yeah.
It's in finale tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited. Kind of.
I'm so sick of what's her face now with the hair. She is so annoying.
She looks so stupid.
It's not about her hair, it's about her personality and how she's like
becoming a slut.
But she's being so bitchy about Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is her fault. So shut up.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just that I don't know. It's just this show's I like that show. And I'm excited about that show, but this Genoa stuff was just stupid because it's like this stuff didn't really happen in real life.
Yeah, it's based off something that happened in like the 80s or something.
Yeah, so it's kind of like
it became frustrating to me because I kept thinking because like everything about the show is about taking what really happened,
right?
And then like, well, this is how I wish that people would have covered it, or how I, you know, that's basically what he was doing. And then this Genoa start happening, and then after, you know, I don't know, the fifth episode, I started looking up. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Why don't I remember this at all? Why don't I remember anything like this? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I looked it up and there was something that happened however, you know, like 25, 30 years ago. Which, you know, I guess that's okay, but it's just sort of when everything else is based on like real events.
Yeah,
just and then you have this piece of fiction. It is really weird, and I still don't know how I feel about it.
And then the fact that it's like at the end, it's like, well, you got to get all the viewers back. How many viewers even care? You may stop watching your news show for a week because you don't believe them, but you'll go back to what you like. You're not going to lose viewers like this. That's not how the news media works anymore.
Yeah, people don't watch news everywhere. If they watch news, they just stick with something that they're, you know, used to.
You know, in fact, if somebody came online and said, hey, that story we stole that could have ended presidencies, blah, 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 well, it was fake, and we're sorry, you know, we've fed some wrong information, you know, you'd be like, oh, well, whatever. Nobody cares. No one's sitting there like a fucking, like it's a basketball game or a football game on the edge of their seat watching the news.
No matter what, Newsroom will always go down as the show that proved Olivia Munn can act.
Yes.
That she's not always terrible. And this season, I've really started to like, what's his face? I keep thinking it's Donnie, but that's not right.
Don?
Is it Don? Why does that sound wrong?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's because when I think of Don, I think of a turtle, and he's not a turtle. But I really like him this season.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. The acting in that show is still superb. It's really surprising.
So. Jeff Daniels is just fantastic.
He's so good in that show.
Everyone is good. I really like the Indian guy.
Yeah.
Whose name I can't remember.
I almost called him Packy, but that's racist.
I was just going to call him Slumdog.
It's Pack. It's like in his song.
Neil. That's his real name. That's his character's name, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's not Neil in real life, too.
I don't know. We'll just call him Bob. Terrible things.
No, Packy. Anna Packy. Anna Paquin.
Yeah, that's
True Blood.
Which I'm glad to see that show's is going to have its last season, because I'm about done with that show. The last couple of seasons have been kind of meh.
I don't like that show. But I've been watching Southland, which is a cop show. It was a show that lasted on NBC for a little while, and then it was canned and then picked up by TMN. Not TMNT.
TMNT.
Picked up by TNT after
Ninja Turtle Network.
NBC dropped it for then four more seasons. And it's pretty good. It's really well acted. I enjoy the show a lot, and I think it is pretty true to life, but I think that they go out of their way to make sure that every single character has some kind of problem that is sort of, like, they don't need to have that kind of extreme of a problem. And it's also, I think, because of how the show was on, like, this cutting block for the first few seasons, there's a weirdness, like, the season one end and season two beginning, it feels like there's a point missing. Like, they jump, even though they don't jump too much, but just the first season ends on a very specific scene, and then the second season begins, and it's just sort of like, well, what the hell happened with that? Because that was that was like a life or death moment, literally.
Mm-hmm.
But then you find out not that soon after. And then in the second season, you have this new character who's introduced, and he's there for three episodes. Then he's gone. No one ever mentions him ever again, and the woman gets a new partner. And then I can't even remember if that new partner lasted for the entire fourth episode, but then he's gone and no one ever mentions him again. And then she gets a new one that I don't think they mentioned when she got her, but that was a bit crazy. And I guess the first guy was gone because of scheduling conflicts, but that was just really weird that they didn't even mention it all. So there is a bit of that because they just started season three and there's just sort of a bit of just times and shit when they don't tell you really anything. That's kind of frustrating, but overall it's really well acted and well written, and it has what's his face, Mr. OC, Ryan from the OC,
Ben McKenzie.
He was the star, basically. Blondie, not the nerdy Seth Cohen, whose real name I can't remember. Adam Brody. Yeah, that's his name.
That sounds right.
But it's a good show. I'm pissed off because I really loved the intro music for season one and season two, and now season three has something different. Hmm. So that sucks.
All right. Well, let's get on to a little bit of news. They announced a new Vita for, in Japan it hasn't been announced here yet. They took out the OLED screen and put in a regular LED screen in there.
Well,
and
it's supposed LCD.
LCD. It's supposed to be 20% bigger. I think that's the number they're throwing around.
Lighter.
Okay. To me, I don't care much for that design of it.
I don't really care at all about this because
you
the OLED is a huge part of why I really enjoy the Vita. That screen is beautiful.
More exciting to me was the Vita TV announcement.
Me too. I think they need to get that thing out now in the States. They cannot wait.
Because that means I would actually play Persona if I could actually play it on my television.
I think that is just a gateway drug for, you know, people to buy the Vita. Because then you start buying games for it, and then you're like, oh, there's this Vita, and it'll play all the games I've already owned for this. I don't have to rebuy any of them.
So, I was on vacation last week, so I didn't get all the information. So, you don't even need a Vita to use this thing?
No.
It
does not require a Vita at all. It's basically a Vita without being a Vita. Mm-hmm. It has those internals, so it can play Vita games, except for ones that require touch, obviously.
Which means Killzone Mercenaries is out.
And it can play the PS1 classics and PSP games.
And that's a great... Wow.
It will be able to stream PS4 games. I think you have to have the PS4, or if they're talking about a future with Gaikai crap or that shit, which I don't... Anytime they talk about Gaikai, I'm like... I don't care what you say about that until it comes out, because when it comes out, I don't know if it'll work. You can say whatever you want about Gaikai, I don't care. But all the Vita and the PSP games and all that, I think that is awesome. And I'm really interested in this thing. I wanted to get out here now, because I don't like the Apple TV. And I'm still looking for some kind of set-top box that can do all the streaming and stuff that, you know, that these other ones can. The thing I was wondering, does the PS3 have HBO Go?
No.
That's what I thought. So that would not be on this in the States. Unless at this point something changed.
I guess, I don't know if Xbox has some kind of exclusivity to that or what, but it's not on there.
It might have console exclusivity because it's on the Apple TV and it's on the Roku.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Also, I got to go to a Microsoft store this week and got to see the Xbox One under glass. That controller looks really nice up close.
Yes, it's a 360 controller that's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to like the triggers. I wish they had one out so you could just touch it. You know, just touch the controller. I just want to touch that controller.
I'm going to try because I think he's going to be here to go whenever Major Nelson is out here. Because I think he's going to be here. He's like doing a tour. He's going to be doing it at some point. So I think I might try and do that, because then I'm assuming then at that point they will let you touch it or something. Or why else is it here? It's just going to be here. Look at this box inside of this glass box.
It was pretty funny because when we were in the Microsoft store, we're all looking at it. And then the employees, of course, come over and they're like, yeah, we're excited about having that in here. And they're all looking there like, I said, man, I wish you could open it and touch it. He goes, man, we wish we did too. I guess it just comes shipped in this plastic case. They never even got to touch it.
It's probably because it's like a paper mache.
Well, I'm sure Xbox there's no one. I'm sure the console itself, there's nothing in there.
No, just like a balloon or something. It's like in Despicable Me.
Yeah.
At the beginning where the pyramid, you just touch it and then it's going to deflate. It's like, shit.
I'm sure it's just a plastic shell of what it actually looks like. But that controller, maybe the controller's the same way, but to me, the controller looks like it's done. But, you know, it just looks it looks nice, the controller. So.
And how big did the console look?
The console looks...
Everyone says it's much smaller than you think it is.
It's bigger than the Xbox Slim, but it's not much bigger. And it's got sharp edges and stuff. It looks pretty smooth, but it's a little bigger than people were saying to me it looked like. But now it's kind of hard for me to even pay attention to how big it is.
I don't really care.
If you put two... Xbox 360 controllers side by side, maybe. That's about how long it is. It's a little longer than a Slim, but it looks nice. Yeah.
I mean, I really don't care. I don't care what it looks like or how really big it is, because I'm never going to look at it. It's going under my desk, under my little office desk, and that's it.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that, you know, it's a stupid thing, but the fact that it just has an HDMI in port, so that you can just hook up the 360 and put it in there instead of having to have the 360 and the Xbox One into two different ports on each TV.
But then again, that we don't even know what that other HDMI port's for. It could be for a cable box, so that you can use all the cable boxes.
Well, you can do that, but I don't have cable, so I don't have to worry about sticking the cable box into that port. I can just put the 360 in there.
Hey, I noticed there was a new app today that was released on, well, I don't know if it's today, but this week on the Xbox 360. It's a little rough right now, but it's the Time Warner Cable app.
I saw that.
And I downloaded that, and it lets me watch. I don't have cable in my room because the cable doesn't look right, but I can watch a lot of the channels through the app. Now, they don't look very good right now. It's like the streaming's kind of, I don't know, like low quality.
It just seems like I downloaded that when I saw it on the dashboard just because I could just said like TWC or whatever, and I'm like, what the hell is this? It's just like, here, a bunch of free channels. I'm like, okay, let me see what this is all about.
And yeah, but
it's
you
like
gotta
Time
have
Time Warner. I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Just remember that you have a Time Warner password. So I'm just saying.
I know. I feel like that though is like there would be something weird where only one person can do it at a time. I don't want to take away anything that you're doing.
Yeah. So, but yeah. And I guess the last thing we'll bring up is Inafune. So,
but before that, did they already have the Xbox One release date on the last show or not?
Maybe we didn't.
I don't think
November 22nd.
Yeah.
That was weird because it just dropped, like on a Wednesday. Just like, hey, here you go. We announced the new date. We announced the date.
I think it's a big deal only because, like, I don't think that it's problematic at all that it is coming out a week later in the States. Mm-hmm. I think it is potentially a big deal that it's coming out a week early in Europe and over there. Because it's a unified launch.
Right. And, you know, Europe is they feel like, the thing is, Microsoft feels like they have the United States under control, which I don't
because
think they have.
Do.
I don't think they have this time. It's going to be more of a struggle for them here than it was.
I think this initial launch could be, but I think when all the Call of Duty players or whatever, because they're not all going to jump on right away, but when they do, they're going to go with the Xbox One.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because I don't know. It just all depends. But, the Europe is the market they've been trying to really nail down. So I'm kind of getting annoyed that we're not getting anything free.
I keep hearing rumors that I've heard rumors that we are, but how long are they going to wait?
Yeah.
If that's true.
Because that could sell pretty
well. One of the rumors I heard, and they're part of the rumor is that it'll be a choice, but then part of the rumor is something that you would hate, and that it would be Madden.
Oh, fuck that.
Which I would be fine for me, but then another part of the rumor is that it would be a choice between either Madden or Forza.
I would take Forza.
Of course you would. You would never take Madden.
I would take Forza in a heartbeat.
You'd take FIFA over Madden.
No, I wouldn't. I would. Both those games fucking sold on eBay.
But I mean, I think that's pretty huge that, you know, all the pre-orders, they get a copy of FIFA and it'll be a week before the PS4.
Some of them are getting a copy of Forza, too.
Well, yeah, they changed it so that it's a choice.
Oh, it's a choice. Okay.
You don't get both.
That's ridiculous. That's great.
But I really hope they do that. I mean, give some free game. Because it just seems like, what, you think all us Americans are idiots and don't see that, the European people are more important to you, so you're going to give them everything that they want to get them in.
If you look at it like this, if they force us to take Forza, then that's losing.
Yeah, that's why I think it would be Madden.
That sucks. Ugh, but, you know, whatever. It's a free game. Free, you know, I don't know. I may never play it, but who knows? Maybe I'll love the footballs after I play.
I'd be interested in it. I like Madden. And I think
maybe when you get an Xbox One, I can just give you my damn copy of Madden.
Well, I still have my Xbox One pre-ordered.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's not canceled yet.
I'm shocked. I thought you were planning on not getting anything yet, so.
I don't know.
You just have to see.
I'm holding off. It's the joy of Amazon where nothing is charged until it ships.
Yeah.
So I have plenty of time
to make that decision. And then the last thing is Mighty Number 9 Kickstarter by Inafune. Basically, it's Mega Man whatever. And it looks pretty awesome in the little stuff that they've shown and the artwork and everything. I'm surprised there hasn't been a cease and desist order from Capcom because it really seems like, I don't know, man.
So what?
But
it
looks
different name. All the characters are different.
Yeah.
It can look as much like it wants.
But it looks like it's going to be good. And they said it's going to follow more of the Mega Man X instead of the old Mega Man style. So I'm happy for him. I will. And if they hit $250 million, or not,
yeah. Holy shit, that's
$2.5 million, yeah. And it'll be a launch game, or it'll be a
Xbox One game. PS4.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that as well, because that's where I would definitely play
and
it.
And they got A4 Play working with them, too.
So the game looks, they're not really screenshots, I guess, but whatever they're showing looks pretty gorgeous, and it'd be nice to see it on.
Yeah, I think it's just like a concept thing. It's not actual in-game footage or anything. It's just concept footage.
Yeah, I want to see what it was up to right now. And it is currently sitting at 2,163,000 with 15 days to go. So we might get that.
Well, there's always that end bump.
Yeah.
The last 24 hours where people just go in.
It only needs, it only needs like.
You suck at math.
Like $800,000 left in 15 days. I think we'll get that. So that's for the PS3. Oh, that's for the PS3 360 Wii U versions. They still need another $1 million after that to get the PS4 Xbox One version. But we'll see what happens.
Yep.
And just because it doesn't make that goal to get that doesn't mean when it sells, when they start selling the game and people buy it.
It just means there's no initial, and it's not like they're going to be really working on that from the outset.
Yeah. So I'm excited to get to play that when it comes out. I'm not excited enough to kickstart it, but... anyway,
I rarely kickstart anything.
Yeah. But the only Kickstarter I ever done failed.
A few of mine have failed. Those are sad days.
So, but anyway, that is going to be it for the show. I'm going to get the plugs in.
Pixelated sausage. Yeah, we made an hour. Not too shabby. You know, I think people will tell that I'm still in not the brightest of moods. But... C'est la vie.
We did listen to one of your podcasts on the way up there, too. The one about you reading your stories.
Oh, that was the last one?
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell that shit was, man.
Sean enjoyed it, because you didn't say poop a whole bunch, so...
I'm going to write a story about poo and Sean. I'm going to put that on my whiteboard. I'll make sure to write something about that. Just for him. Mustache here in my mouth. Did I get it? Yeah, it's gone. Okay. So, plugs. PixelatedSausage.com. You can go there for a whole bunch of poop. It's been a very... That was completely accidental, too. I wasn't even thinking. But you can go there. I will also butt. That's where poop comes from, is your butt. But the traffic has been pretty good, for like last month, and this month has been especially good. Looks like last month was the most traffic the site's had. And this month is looking to eclipse that, so that's nice.
What did
Keep
we do?
It up.
What did you do?
I don't know.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, we all know that. But that's nice, so keep it up, people. You should check out the other podcast I do, the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. You can find that on iTunes and whatnot, where I lose my mind half the time. And rate both of these shows, both shows on iTunes, subscribe, do all that. We got a nice message on Steam from, I believe his name was Dev, from Russia, saying even people in Russia listen to us. So that is very nice. Thank you, Dev.
Why are you listening to us?
Because he's the smartest one. You know, if papers please, I would let him through. Even if the documentation was all a bunch of BS.
What if he was part of the Russian mafia?
That's fine. I would say, who are your mafia brothers? I will let them in too.
Putin scares the shit out of me, Russian dude. Seriously, but I'm glad he's.
You know what Putin
against...
sounds like? It sounds like pooping.
It does sound like pooping.
You should also check out the Sign In Podcast at signinpodcast.com, the Tuit and Nerd Comicast at tuitandnerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com. I listened to them live for like a half hour this last week for the first time ever, and I just sort of made fun of them in the chat and then just left without saying anything.
You're the master of leaving without saying anything.
Yeah, I don't. What do I have to do? It's the worst. I just want to get the hell out of there. I'll just disappear into the shadows. I'm tiny. No.
Do you throw smoke bombs when you do it?
I wish. But also, Grand Am Unleashed podcast. Just go on iTunes and search it. I can't.
Oh, yeah. I got you something at the Mall of America. I got to mail that to you.
I don't like that.
Don't worry, it was only $5.
I still don't like it. I want you to burn it and then poo on it. And then put it in a brown paper bag.
It's probably
bag.
Something that you already have, so. But.
Probably. Just, you know, poo on it, burn it, brown paper bag it, and then I'll finally put it on your ex-wife's doorstep.
She's done moved away from that area.
Well, I'll find out where she lives. No, I won't. I'm on Twitter. At Kush3, sites at PSausage, and the podcast is at Pixelator Radio. I'm also on Instagram, mKush. Now, back to you, Rob.
Well, thank you there, Kush. I've got a few things to say here. My name is Henderson Man. You can find me on everything with the name Henderson Man. Xbox, PS3, Wii U, Steam, you know, all those places. Twitter. And, yeah, send us a review on iTunes. Let us know how we're doing.
Yeah. Please, please, please do that.
We haven't had one of those in a long time that I know of.
And if you have any questions, comments, email us, radio@pixelatedsausage.com, or send in a voicemail, 312-772-5874. Tell us about Grand Theft Auto 5, since that'll be out by the next time we do a show.
I'm so sad that you're not getting that.
Yep. What are you going to do?
Buy it for you?
Nope. That would definitely... get you an ass whooping. If anyone even thought about doing that, I would kill you, whoever you were. It would turn Grand Theft Auto into a reality. I would have to steal someone's car because I don't own one. And then I would drive to wherever you live. And then I will beat you in the brain with a baseball bat.
And then you're going to get video games into trouble again because you're going to say Grand Theft Auto.
And I will say it really is. You can really blame this on a video game after they bust me with a hooker.
Wait, what?
Well, I have to mess with the hooker. It's got to be true to the game. I'm going to be all tired. I'm going to, like, probably get, you know, when I beat the person to death who sent me the game, I'm probably going to get a few scratches of my own. And we all know that to heal myself up, I got to get a hooker. And I could even, you know, heal myself up past my prime so I could become Super Kush.
And
get extra health.
I don't know about this.
If the car is a rockin'. Come on, let's go knocking and poop on people.
That's terrible.
I hope I don't find a prostitute who wants me to poo on her or poo on me. I'm not into that.
That's going to be the end of the show. Everybody have a good day.
Adios. Go poo.